We saw three big central bank decisions this week, and the results were consistent with the way things have been going. In recent months, there has been a clear divergence in monetary policy between the Fed and other major central banks. We've seen this time and again. While economic data is looking better in the U.S., the rest of these major economies are struggling. This has translated to a more hawkish-leaning Fed communication and more dovish-leaning communications from the other central banks. This week was particularly interesting because the two other central banks on the docket besides the Fed were central banks that could have easily leaned more hawkish in their communications, and yet they didn't. There was plenty of chatter leading into the BOJ decision about a possible hike, and that all fell by the wayside with the BOJ opting to hold on rates. And with respect to the BOE, the market was caught off guard by a BOE split that showed three members voting for a rate cut. This already follows clear dovish communications from other central banks like the ECB, RBA, RBNZ, and Bank of Canada. And so we continue to live in a world where the US dollar is in demand and tracking at multi-month highs against many of its peers. But one notable difference this week is the sentiment towards US equities, which have been tracking to record highs at a relentless pace. This narrative was shaken up a little on Wednesday after the Fed dot plot showed just two rate cuts in 2025, versus what had been four. Investors have been living in a fantasy land where rates are expected to remain eternally low, and naturally any signs that this could be compromised is alarming. It will therefore be important to see if the Fed keeps with this course and there is more equity market liquidation into Q1 2025, or if the market once again gets what it wants with the Fed bending to the demands of lower for longer. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from German producer prices, UK retail sales, UK CBI distributive trades, Canada retail sales, US core PCE, personal income, personal spending, Michigan sentiment, and Eurozone consumer confidence. That's all for now.